Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Romano. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Buzzard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Buzzard. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting second. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting third. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Hargan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Hargan. And now, play ball. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is called out on strikes. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford takes first base on ball four. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Askew and he is safe. Buford steals second. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair strikes out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Agee. Wagner reaches second base with a double. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wagner scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a line drive into left center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Colavito moves to third. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis strikes out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Romano fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss strikes out. One out. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a line drive into right field. Robinson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Robinson. Robinson throws it away. That's an error on Robinson. Hinton goes all the way around to score. Colavito moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Indians. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Whitfield is walked intentionally. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez strikes out. Two outs. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hargan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Agee. The throw from Askew and he is out, Brown applying the tag. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey pinch hits for John Buzzard. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Horland pinch runs for Wayne Causey. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hinton. Buford reaches second base with a double. Horland moves to third. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hargan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Lomaby now pitching. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 2 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 2 in the game. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McGraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hinton. Agee reaches second base with a double. McGraw moves to third. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Romano hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Al Weiss. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hinton. Burgess reaches second base with a double. McGraw scores. Agee scores. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Ken Berry pinch runs for Smokey Burgess. Bill Skowron pinch hits for Jack Lomaby. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berry scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. John O'Donohue now pitching. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Berry now playing left field. Lee Elia now playing shortstop. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Jerry Adair now playing second base. Pete Ward now Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into left field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Sims pinch hits for John O'Donohue. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims strikes out. Dick Hauser pinch runs for Duke Sims. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Romano for a passed ball. Hauser moves to second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Raditz now pitching. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 3 in the game. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 3 in the game. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McGraw for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 3 in the game. Hinton hits a fly ball into left field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Colavito is called out on strikes. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Whitfield takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gentile pinch hits for Joe Askew. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Berry. Gentile reaches second base with a double. There goes Whitfield trying to get to home. Berry throws the ball into Romano, who tags Whitfield for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Del Crandall now catching. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Agee strikes out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Romano strikes out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 3 in the game. Alvis strikes out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 3 in the game. Gonzalez strikes out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo pinch hits for Dick Raditz. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.